USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas and the enemy will pay a price it has never known before after today's surprise attack from the militant group that authorities say left at least 40 people dead and hundreds more injured.
Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border.
Dave Collins are reporting the White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Kevin McCarthy says he will not resign from Congress after some news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy says he intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. Conservative leaders have signed a letter endorsing Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to become the next House Speaker, citing his consistent conservative record. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the top two contenders for the next House Speaker. The White House is taking an interest in what's going on in the U.S. House.
President Biden is weighing in on the upcoming Speaker of the House election.
Whomever the House Speaker is, I'm going to try to work with. They control half the Congress. And I'm going to try to work with them.
Speaking from the White House, he urged Congress to swiftly return to work to secure funding for the government and prevent a shutdown. Congress must pass funding legislation by mid-November. The House is in recess until a new speaker is elected, with the election slated for Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The largest healthcare strike in U.S. history ends without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees returned to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held next week. A union representative says the two sides remain far apart on the issue of wages. Kaiser employees are seeking annual pay increases and higher staffing levels. Employment is way up in the U.S.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old faces over 100 years in federal prison. Authorities make a gruesome discovery at a funeral home in a small Colorado town. At least 115 decaying bodies were found after a foul smell was reported, and the funeral home is under investigation as officials work to identify the bodies and notify families. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.